We continue our learning. We are in Ksuvos, Pereches, Mishnah Vav. We've already mentioned several times the Nichsei Mulug and the Nichsei Tzon Barzel. The Mishnah, in fact, that we're learning right now is found in Maseches Yevamos as well, in Perek Dal and Mishnah Gimel. And just to review, the Nichsei Mulug are the Nechasim, the possessions that a woman brings from her father's house. They're not recorded in the Ksuva. These are also Nechasim that may have fallen to her as Yerusha or as a gift after they get married, after Nisuin. And we learned in the previous Mishnahs that these Nechasim belong to her, the Karen is hers. The husband eats the peros. That's why they're called Nichsei Mulug. In fact, the word Maliga in Aramaic means to pluck feathers, as if the husband is plucking the feathers from these Nechasim, like plucking feathers out of a chicken. And in the sense that he gains from it, but he's not chayv b'achrayis at all. If they depreciate those possessions, that estate, he's not obligated to restore its value to the wife. Then there's the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, which we've mentioned, which is the Nechasim that the woman brings into the marriage in the Nedunya. They are recorded in the Ksuva. The husband uses them the way he likes. He's the Karen, the principal as well. Any loss is something that he incurs, any profit as well. And therefore, upon divorce or his passing, the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, they're like iron sheep. That's his obligation to restore that value, the full value to his wife. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the issue of Nichsei Mulug and Nichsei Tzon Barzel regarding a Shomeris Yavam, a woman who's waiting for Yibum. So says the Mishnah like this: Shomeris Yavam she neflu la nechasim. You have a woman, a Yavama, she's waiting for Yibum, and nechasim fell to her as Yerusha or a gift, as if she's the Shomeris Yavam. Modim be Shamai uve Silil shemocheres vinosenes vikayam. Beishamai and Beisilu, who will debate another issue in a minute, they at least agree in this case that this Shomeres Yavim is allowed to sell these Nechasim that fell to her, these Nichsei Mulug, and Vikayim and Harmasim are Kayim, which means this would be true even though regarding the Shomeris Yavam, even though when it comes to an Arusa, a woman who just had Kiddushin and did not have Nisuin. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued in Mishnah Aleph regarding what's the halacha there. And according to Beis Hillel, she's not allowed to sell. An Arusa is not allowed to sell a Yerusha or a Matana that fell to her. A Shomeris Yavam is different. Everyone agrees that she can sell, she can give his gift, and that is and that is considered valid. The Gemara explained, the Mefarshim explain that's because the Yavama is not considered a marriage to the Yavam completely. It's not a marriage that obviously after Yibam it's true, but as a Shomeris Yavam, so that attachment there is a Zika, but that's not the same attachment as an Arusa to an Arus. They had full Kiddushin already, so that's why we would say when it comes to an Arusa, she should not sell because her husband should have some rights to it. But when it comes to the Yavama, she has the right to sell the entire thing. And that's because we assume, based on a comment of Tosas Ksuvas on Daf Ayin Ches, the Narusa is Omedes Lihina Se. She is ready to be married. A Yavama potentially could have Chalitza and won't have marriage, won't have Yibam. And therefore, everyone agrees that the Shomeres Yavam's sale of that which fell to her as Yerusha Matana will not now earn a status of Nichsei Mulug. She'll have to sell it completely. Mesa, but let's say she dies as a Shomeris Yavam. Mayasu b'ksuvasa, what should we do with the Iker Ksuva, the 200 zuz for a Besula, the 100 zuz for the Almana, or the Tosefis Ksuva, which is what the husband added, or the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, which are recorded in the Ksuva? Or the nechasim that come in and come out with her, which is the Nichsei Mulug, where she brought them into the marriage, but she takes them back as well, the way they are. The Karen, the principal, is hers. So the point of the Mishnah is what it says here: if she dies, the Shomeres Yavam dies, what do we do with her ksuva, the Iker ksuva, the Tosefes ksuva, the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, and the Nichsei Mulug? What do we do with all of these things? Who is Yoresh, these Nechasim, of his Shomeres Yavam who died? Beis Shammai Omrim. So this is a machlok of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim, Yachloku Yosher Habal im Yorshe Ha'av. literally the Yorshim, the inheritors of the husband, divide them with the inheritors of the father. Now we're going to explain, based on the Gemara, as most of the Mepharshim explain, what this means. The Yorshe Habal, here referred to the Yavam himself. Why is the Yavam the Yorshe Habal? Because the Baal was the one who passed away. And then she fell to Yibam. Now she passed away. So he's the Yoresh Habal because a Yavama has the status of a Suffolk Nisua, as someone who is doubtfully married because she's supposed to marry the Yavam, and a Baal is Yoresh's wife, and therefore the Yavam is going to be Zoche in half of the Yerusha because of this Suffolk. That's what the Gemara assumes, and therefore the Yoresh Habal are going to get half, and will split it with the Yoresh Ha'av, which obviously refers to the brother, refers to the brothers. If her father is not the Yorshe Ha'av refers to her brother. That refers to her brothers, assuming her father is not alive. So if she passes away, so her brothers are going to Yoresh Har if her father's not alive. So that's Yorshe Ha'av. Yorshe Habal refers to the Yavam. So the Yorshe, the Yavam, and her brothers are going to divide the estate of this Shomeris Yavam who passed away. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Nechasim Bechez Kasan. So says Beis Hillel like this. Nechasim Bechez Kasan means like this. Nechsei Tzon Barzel are going to fall into the Chazaka of the Tur Yorshim. What does that mean? The Chezkas Yorshe Ha'av, which is what we mentioned, which are her brothers, because the Nechasim belong to the wife, and the Chezkas Yorshe Habal, which is what we said was the Yavam. But that's only refers to the Nechsei Tzon Barzel. Ksuba, but the Ksuba, the Iker Ksuva, the Tosefes Ksuva, are Becheskas Yorshe Habal, that goes to the Yavam, and that's, so once again, according to Beis Shammai, what do we do? We do with all of the Ksuba, the Nechse Milug, Nechse Tzon Barzel, a split between the Yavam and the Yorshe Ha'av and her brothers, or her father. The Beis Hillel says, no, it all depends on what type of nechasim we're talking about. Nechsei Tzon Barzel, you're absolutely right, does get split, the way Beis Shammai says. Yorshe Habal with Yorshe Av, the Yavam and her brothers. The Ksuva, the Ikar Ksuva and the Tosefes Ksuva, the 200 or 100 and the additional that the husband had on, that is Becheses Yorshe Habal. That goes to the Yavam, because the Achrayis of that Ksuva is on the husband, so that falls to the Yavam. Nechasim hanechnasim v'hayotzim ima, which is the nechsei malug b'cheskas yorshe ha'av. That goes to that's in the chazaka of the yorshim of the father of the one, which is basically her brothers, because that's in her rishus. And the nechsei malug, he's not chayv ba'achrayis on that. So therefore, that's something that should not fall to the yavam. Some claim that Beis Hillel is the nechasim b'ches kasan is not a reference to the nechsei tzon barzel. Nechasim b'ches kasan is setting the stage for what follows, which means all the nechasim follow the one who is muchzak, who literally has hold of them. What does that mean? The ksuva, which means all of the obligations of the ksuva, which is the ikse ksuva and the tosefes and the nechsei tzon barzel. That is Becheskas Yorsher Habal, because that falls to the Yavam, because the husband was muchzak in all of them. He had a hold of them. And the Nechasim and Achnasim Vayosim Ima, which is the Nechsei Malug, are in the Ches Chazaka of the Yorsher Ha'av, that go to her family. So the difference between different other ways to understand Beis Hillel. According to this, the Nechsei Tzon Barzel is not singled out. The Nechsei Tzon Barzel will follow the rules of the Ksuva, as opposed to splitting them up according to the previous understanding of Beis Hillel. Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. Hiniach Achiv Maos. have you a case, a continued discussion of the Shomeres Yavim, coming to teach us that the nechasim of the husband who passed away, the deceased, meaning here we have a Shomeres Yavim, so her husband passed away, she's waiting for Yibam, so all of his nechasim are achraim, there's a lien upon it to pay back the ksuva. And the Yavim, who is the Yoresh of this of his brother, is not allowed to sell any of these nechasim. So v'niach achiv ma'os, if the brother of the Yavam, the one who is deceased, the Baal of this widow, left money in the Yerusha, cash, ilakach behen karakavu achal peros. So you buy land, and the husband, the Yavam, is able to eat peros. He can't sell them, because all of the nechasim of the mace of the deceased, there's a lien upon it to pay back any of the ksuv of the almana. So the Yavam only has achilas peros. He doesn't own them. He's not able to spend all of that money. Then the Mishnah says, peros ha-tlushim min ha-karka. Same thing, if the brother, the deceased brother, left fruit that were already detached from the ground, the Yavam can't eat that peros. Rather, yilakach ben karka, where the keren will belong to the achrayis of the ksuva to be paid back, if necessary, of the Yavama, v'uachal peros, and he, the Yavam, can eat the peros from that. Ha-mechu barin la-karka, let's say the brother left peros that were attached to the ground, which meant he left land, karka, and peros attached. Amar Rabbi Meir, Shamin Osan, Kamahin Yafin Beperos, Kamahin Yafin below Peros. We've had this before. You appraise the land, what their value is with the fruit, now that they have fruit on them attached to them, and what the land is worth without Peros. Vahamosar, and the difference, Ilakach Bahen Karka, Vuhu Ochel Peros. You buy land with that difference, because any of the Peros that grew in the Rishus of the deceased are Achra'i, Ksuva, there's a lien upon them to pay back the ksuva, so the Yavam can't eat that and can't sell that. So the Yavam could only eat peros that grew in his rishus, so which is the moment that she fell to Yibam. But anything before that, you buy karka, and he only eats the peros. V'chachamim omrim, peros ha-mechubarin ba-karka, shelo. The peros that are attached to the ground, shelo, and the Gemara says to really be shelo, which means no, which means that the Chachamim don't agree with, don't argue on the Rabbi Meir that peros that are attached to the ground are achra'i to pay back the ksuba. And therefore, you buy karka with them, so it could be b'shubat. So therefore, peros ha-mechubar ba-karka shela belong to her, which means you buy karka and eat peros. Ha-tlushim in ha-karka, though, but if they're detached from the ground, so as opposed to the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Meir, right, where we said you buy karka and he eats the peros, hatzlush bina karka, kol hakodem zocha bohem. Whoever comes first to grab them, to seize them, he's zocha. Because the Chachamim hold that the metaltalin, movables, are not mishuba to the ksuva. And therefore, kadam hu, if the yavam grab them, seize them first, zocha, he has them and he can sell the peros and do whatever he likes with it. He can eat them. He doesn't have to buy karka for the wife where the keren tars and eat the peros. He can use the peros that he likes. And kadma hi, and if the yavama came and grabbed them, let's say while our husband was still alive, ilakach ben karka v'uachal peros. Then, if she has them, so then you have to buy karka and eat peros, because since she took them to chaye bala, they are mishubad to the ksuva. And by the way, the same thing would be true regarding where the brother, the deceased brother, left cash. The Chacham would also disagree that called and with it, Rabbi Meir, and hold kol hakodem zacha bahem. Anyone who grabs them can take them first. If the husband does, the yavam does, he can do whatever he likes. And if the wife took them, so then since the achrayt, since she took them during the time of her husband while they're still married, they were achrayt l'ksuva at that time. So then you buy karka and eats the payroll. Kansa harehi kish to the chol davar. But let's say the Yavam now performs Yibam and marries this woman. So now they're considered completely married. If you remember from Yavamos, if he wants to divorce her, he has to divorce the chalitza. Doesn't work anymore. You need a get, and he can take her back as his wife after he divorced her. And there's no iser of eishes ach anymore, because the pasuk says, assuming she didn't remarry someone else, he's allowed to take her back. The Isser Eishes Ach falls off, because it says, Ulakacholo li'isha, Kevan shelakcha hariu kihi keishto. Uvulvad, only one difference. Shadeik suvasal nichse bala harishon. The marriage of the Yavim to the Yavama, though, differs from a regular marriage in the following sense, that it's not the nechasim of the Yavam that makes up the ksuva, but rather the nechasim of the brother are mishubah to the ksuva. The Gemara says, though, if the first husband didn't leave any property, there's no estate, the Chachamim made a takana that the Yavam should be the one who now writes up the ksuva.